I truly believe that this video will find the right souls who are meant to hear this. This is the kind of trust I have in this video. As you may see, this is not my normal setting, and the reason I am recording this video right now is because my intuition told me to do this. And if you follow me for a while, then you know that I always listen to my intuition. If my intuition tells me to do something, I do it. If I get the urge to say something or to share something, I do it. And you guys always tell me that my intuition is so much in tune with what you're going through or what you're feeling. And this is the reason why I just follow my intuition, to be honest, because I know, okay, it has a meaning. The last couple of days, I felt extremely, extremely sad. I was thinking about my past and about life in general, and I thought about, like, I'm 26 now, and I thought about how my life was one big trauma until I was 23, because I was born into a toxic family situation. My whole childhood was very traumatic. My teenage years were very traumatic, and then I got into a toxic relationship for years, and it just felt like as if the universe put me from one traumatic situation into another one, Like there was never once a break for me. I had never once a break. There was always something traumatic happening. I always had to go through abuse, physically abuse, mentally abuse. There was never a break for me. And at one point, I remember when I got physically abused by someone, I would lie in my bed and I would stare at the ceiling, and my head was hurting so much because they pushed my head against a table, against the edge of a table, and I was bleeding. And I thought to myself, okay, this is my life. This is my purpose in life. My purpose in life is to suffer. My purpose in life is to be in pain, because I never once knew something else than this pain. I never knew real love or getting taken care of or something like this. I just knew abuse. And I was in a relationship with a diagnosed narcissist, and everyone who was ever in a relationship with a narcissist knows that narcissistic people confuse power and control with love, because they think they love you, but what they really love about you is the power they have over you and the control they have over you. And I forgive everyone in my life, everyone. The worst kind of people who made me go through hell, I forgave them. For me, because they do not have this power to make, to turn my heart into this black pit. So I still have compassion for these people, even nowadays. When I was in this relationship, I always tried to heal this person. I tried to heal this person while they were destroying me. And I want you to understand, okay, that you can't heal someone who is destroying you, who is damaging you every day, who is hurting you, who is abusing you. This is not love. So if you are in a toxic relationship right now, the first thing I want you to realize is that you can't heal someone who is destroying you, okay? This is not how it works. You can give all of your love to someone who is out there destroying you every day, abusing you every day. And what I also want you to know is that I know that you are so ashamed. Like, you maybe told your friends about them, and you maybe told your friends that they are toxic to you, but I know how it is, okay? Your friends will start to say, oh, you are so annoying, you always complain about them, and then you end up running back to him, and what do you even want? And you are so ashamed because they think that you protect the name of your partner, but you are just protecting yourself. And you don't want them to know that you are not strong enough yet to leave this toxic relationship because you have this trauma bond. And trauma bond is a real thing, okay? And I want you to know there's nothing you have to be ashamed of, okay? It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault that someone made you think that the abuse they give you is the love. It's not your fault that you unconsciously was seeking out this pattern that you have maybe experienced in your childhood, because you never knew love for what love really is. You always knew love as something toxic, as something that is hurting you. It's not your fault. I don't blame you and I don't shame you, okay? You don't have to be ashamed for anything right now here. But I want you to understand, and this is something I had to understand as well, that it won't end until you make it stop. It's a very hard to swallow pill because you think maybe they will change someday, maybe things will start to change someday, maybe everything will be alright. No, okay, things won't be alright. Not with someone who is abusing you, even if things will become alright one day. How can you look into the mirror and live with knowing that the person who is supposed to protect you, who's supposed to love you, supposed to always be there for you, was the person who made you go through hell? Was the person to put you through so much pain that you couldn't even breathe anymore? This is not love, okay? This is not love. And it's okay if you have confused this with love because you never knew love any different. But realize that this is not love. And trust me, there is love waiting outside for you. There is real love waiting outside for you. Love that actually heals you. Someone who is there for you. Someone who is encouraging you. Who is supporting you. Who is protecting you. Because love is meant to protect you. To build like this bubble of light and of compassion around you that you feel so safe in. Love is not meant to damage you and love is not meant to hurt you. And whoever tells you otherwise has a really strange and wrong concept of love, because maybe they have never experienced love, real love as well. I know that most times the partner we seek out for, even unconsciously, acts the same as the parents we grew up with. We unconsciously seek out for patterns that we have already lived in. And if you had an emotionally unavailable father, an emotionally unavailable mother, it feels normal for you to normally go for people who represent this emotionally unavailability too, because you never knew any different. And if someone enters your life and they have this healthy kind of attachment style, but you have maybe this anxious kind of attachment style or this avoidant kind of attachment style, then it won't feel natural for you. It won't feel safe for you. You will be the one subconsciously sabotaging the relationship because you don't know how to deal with safe and secure love. You never knew safe and secure love. It will feel strange to have someone who is giving you everything you need, because in your childhood you just knew that you had to fight for love, you had to beg for love, you had to prove your worth to the people you want to receive love from. And I want you to understand that this is very deeply rooted in your brain. And this is where you have to do shadow work. You actively rewire your brain and rewire yourself into accepting love and into knowing that you are worthy of being loved. You don't deserve to get treated like an option. You don't deserve to get treated like trash. You deserve real and healthy love, okay? What I also want you to understand is that the only power toxic and abusive people have is the power they let you think they have over you. Because toxic people, like a narcissistic partner or an abusive parent, their power relies on how much power they think they have over you. And if you take that source of power away from them, they are basically nothing. Because they have no power on themselves. They need your energy to feel powerful. They need to treat you like trash in order to feel powerful. They need to feel this power and this control over you in order to feel powerful themselves. And if you take it away from them, if you show them, actually, I am able to go. Actually, I am able to leave you. I am able to end this here. They will freak out. Because they rely on you fearing them. They rely on you being so scared about what they will do to you if once you leave them, that they will think, okay, they will never leave. And when I was in an abusive relationship, my partner also, like my ex-partner also made me believe that if I leave one day, they will do something to me. Like I actually had to get a restriction order. I had to beg in the court to the judge. I had to beg, okay, to get this restriction order. So I know that it's not easy. It's not easy to leave someone who is toxic to you. It's not easy to leave your abusive parents. It's not easy to put yourself first after years of pleasing everyone around you. It's not easy. But it's worth it, because this is your life. You are not here to live for anyone else. You are not here to get abused. You are not here to be in a toxic relationship forever. You are here for your lessons. You are here to overcome your lessons. And you are here to gain something out of it. And you are here to create your dream life. sometimes the family we are born into is not what we really have to call or can call family, because sometimes the people who are meant to love and protect us are the people who hurt us so much and damage us so much that we have to spend a lifetime healing from what they did to us. It's not your fault, okay? It's not your fault, but it's okay. You will find the souls who represent what real family means, okay? And they do not have to be blood related to you. Family is nothing about being blood related to someone. Family are the people who are there for you, who are supporting you, who are loving you, who are picking you up from the ground once you fell down, okay? This is family. Family doesn't mean I am born into this family and yeah, they can abuse me and they can treat me like an option. They can make me feel absolutely worse about myself, but they are still my family because blood is thicker than water and blah, blah, blah. No, blood is not thicker than water. If I am blood related to you, but you hurt me, you abuse me, you are not my family any longer. I don't care what the papers say. I don't care what any DNA tests say. You are no longer my family. You are not here to struggle. Your life purpose is not to struggle, and your life purpose is not to be in pain. And you may think to yourself, I am not favored by the universe, like other people have it so much better than me. Why am I experiencing all of this? You experience all of this because you have the strength to experience this. You experience all of this because maybe you have a higher mission. Maybe you have to go through these things in order to help others who still have to go through these dark times. Just imagine, okay? Just imagine that God gave you the power to go through hell because God knew that you have the strength to go through hell. And God wants you to help others to go through the hell they have to go through as well. Because sometimes the lessons in your life are there for a higher mission. Sometimes the darkness you have to go through is meant to be there in order for you to become a guiding light for those who still have to go through the same kind of darkness. When I was a child, I stopped believing in God. I became religious again a year ago. But until then, I never really believed in God. Because when I was a child, I would cry in my bed after things that happened to me. And I would talk to God and I would ask God, God, if you hear me right now, please make them stop doing that. Please help me. Please do something, God, if you hear me right now, if you love me, please do it. And it never once stopped. And I got so resentful because of that, because I thought God doesn't love me, or he forgot about me, or I am all alone in this world, that I stopped believing in God as a child. But now I know that God will never put you in a situation you don't have the strength to overcome. Never. Because life is basically for souls nothing more than a school. And you decided for these special kind of lessons, then you absolutely have the power to overcome these lessons and to learn from these lessons. Also need to know is that if you don't learn a lesson, it will repeat itself. You will meet the same kind of person under so many different faces until you have learned your lesson. You will be exposed to the same kind of situation again and again and again until you have really learned this. Until you broke this pattern, and until you showed the universe and God, okay, I really learned this lesson now. Thank you so much. I'm ready to let go of this. The thing that you need to have is hope. And I know it's really hard because when you're going through hell, and I went through hell for more than 90% of my life. But you have to have hope. You have to know that one day things will get better for you. I promise you. Even if right now you feel as if like things could never get better, trust me. Trust me, I promise you things will get better. You will look back one day at yourself right now and you will thank yourself so much for having the strength to go through all of these things. If I could talk to my past self and I could tell her that there's more in life than suffering and being in pain, she wouldn't believe me. She would look at me and she would say, "You're lying to me." Know and believe and have hope that there is something better waiting for you, okay? Know that if you had this amount of pain in your life, you are going to be rewarded with this amount of blessings in your life, okay? The universe will pay you back what you had to go through 10 times, even 100 times better. You just have to believe it. I hope this video has helped you at some point. And if you are in a toxic relationship or if you are living in a toxic household, please know that it's not your fault. And you have the strength to overcome this, and things will get better, okay? I am sending you all the love and strength you need, and I wish, I really hope that you can feel the love that I send to you. If I could take your pain away and put it on my shoulders, I would, but I can't. But I want you to know that I believe in you. I believe in you and I love you. You are loved, okay? Always, always. Thank you so much for watching. Please take care of you and I love you.